Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Donna Paige Riley.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to the What is Etiquette Anyway talk show. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady. And it looks as though that we will have the HR lady on with us very soon. Well, today is Sunday, July 19, 2009, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. It has been a beautiful and hot summer day here, but nonetheless, it's been a beautiful, beautiful day. And, of course, our nickname holds true, Hotlanta. And I hope that it's been a beautiful day wherever you are listening right now at the moment. Well, this evening we will discuss dating etiquette. Now, the last couple of weeks we talked about dating etiquette as it relates to teens. And as a matter of fact, we had a two-part show. The first part, we had talked to one of our, we actually had a teen co-host, and it was very informative for teens and informative just in general, and which led us to a part two because we had such a humongous response. So we did end up with part two, which we did on last week, and of course, some of the things we talked about was attire, where the teens actually go when they go out on dates. We actually discussed also some of the things that they do. We discussed some of the things that happen during the date as well as following the date as well. We discussed sexting as well, which was, you know, really, really a new interesting technological concept that a lot of teenagers are using right now. Excuse me. And so it was very informative. Also, we had such a response. We've had such an email response regarding this topic for teens, and so many of the emails were saying, well, what about just in general? Are you going to cover etiquette in general? Now, you did a two-part teen show, and just wanted to know if there was any interest in etiquette in general or dating etiquette in general. So that is what we're going to be talking about today. We should have some interesting comments as we go on with the show. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to give you the number so you can write it down. It is area code 347-324-3295. Once again, area code 347-324-3295. And for those of you who would prefer to email us, which quite a few of you do, you can reach us at info@pagesetiquette.com. Once again, info@pagesetiquette.com, PAIGESETIQUETT.com.
com.
Okay, wonderful. Let's see. I believe we have our co-host on at this time, Denise.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I am well. And yourself?
Oh, I'm very well today.
Great, great. Well, we certainly are excited about, you know, the show today. I was saying a little bit before you came on that we had such a response to the teen dating that people wanted to know, well, are you going to cover something in general? So quite naturally, that's what we'll be doing today. So really excited about that. Well, tell you what, I want to say welcome to the loyal listeners and a very special welcome to our new listeners. Thanks for joining the What is Etiquette Anyway family. And, of course, we are always so delighted to have each of you be a part of the show. And, of course, by all means, once again, feel free to either call in or you can just simply shoot us an email with your comments. So that would be great. Well, since we know this is a family show, it's called What is Etiquette Anyway, we always want to talk about what it is. So etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other much more pleasant and comfortable. Now, isn't that what we all want? I hope so. Now, the word etiquette itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. Okay, so that is the actual origin of etiquette. And, of course, you know, if you don't really remember the origin, just remember that etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners. Okay, etiquette is a simple, fancy word for manners. Well, Denise, dating etiquette in general. Wow. And dating is on the rise, I understand.
Is it?
So we're going to look at etiquette or dating etiquette this evening. We're going to look at it from, well, one of the ways we're going to look at it is from a technology perspective when it comes to dating, which is huge now. I mean, there are more ways than ever to date. So we're going to look at that. We have a PR and tech diva coming up. She is going to be talking about dating and technology. How about that? So can't wait to get her on. Okay, well, Denise, are you ready for the show?
I am ready. This is a subject and topic that my girlfriends and I talk about all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about it. I'm hoping that some of them will call in today with their comments, pet peeves, or anything they want to talk about.
Absolutely, because we want to talk about, you know, good dates, bad dates, blind dates, dates that you went on that you wished you were blind. And just a variety of dating. And so what I want to do, first of all, I want to go ahead and pull on our PR and tech diva. Her name is Deborah Dixon. Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you, Deborah?
I'm good. How are you, Donna?
Oh, doing great.
Good.
And if you would, Deborah, just tell everybody a little bit about yourself and, you know, where you are and all that good stuff.
Sure. I own and operate Light of Gold PR at lightofgoldpr.com, and we specialize in public relations, marketing, PR. We also do a lot of stuff with social media and technology, as well as with events. We're actually based in New York, but we also have a presence in Atlanta, and we do a little bit of projects across the country at this point. So this is a very interesting topic for me because from a PR standpoint, we do have to deal with image and etiquette and all that good stuff, right and wrong ways of presenting yourself. So it's a very important topic.
Absolutely. And when you mention social media, man, there is a list probably a mile long.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
So we're going to ask you to, what are some of the, let's just kind of start with some of the basic ways. I mean, we know that back in, well, in the old days, but not that old, I mean, just a few years ago.
Right.
There were, I'm thinking the old days. Oh, let me not go there. We're not that old. Isn't that right, Denise?
That's right. Keep it in perspective.
Right. But only a few years ago, there were basically only a few ways to date. I mean, you meet somebody out or you call someone up and ask them to go out, and that was pretty much it. Or one of your friends may have introduced you to someone. So just kind of, if you would, just touch on some of the different ways now that you can actually date.
Well, a lot of people are meeting people that they're dating now online. I mean, they have all these websites now all over the place. I mean, you know, you have the Match.coms, you have the eHarmony, you have, you know, Black People Meet, you have all Divorce People Meet. I mean, you have a host of dating sites now. So that's a big way that people are meeting each other, dating each other, getting married, and also doing business, believe it or not. So that's become really a huge arena. And then you have all these social media websites where people are hooking up with, you know, their high school sweetheart, or they're finding each other, you know, people that they went to high school or college with, and they're connecting that way as well. So that's become, you know, a really, really huge part of how people are meeting each other today.
Now, so, let me just interject this. Let's kind of start back with what you first said. People are meeting each other for, say, prospective dates online. I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. Can you be comfortable with that? I mean, you don't know who you're dealing with. You don't know if anyone is being, you know, this person's being honest. You don't know if they're, okay, they're saying they are 6'4" and they're a judge, and they may be 5'4" and an insurance person, which, you know, is great. But honestly, how can you, I mean, are you comfortable with that, or can one be comfortable with going online to try to meet someone?
Well, I could, you know, tell you from my personal experience that, you know, I've met quite a few very nice gentlemen that I've dated seriously and casually, and I've met them online. I mean, in New York, it's a little bit different. It's, you know, it's a big city, and everybody's just busy, you know, all the time. So a lot of people are actually hooking up online. And I really would say, too, that even if you meet someone, sometimes if you go to, say, an event or someone introduces you to someone, unfortunately in this day and age, you still don't know whether people are everything that they say they are.
That's true.
You still have to be careful. You could meet them in traditional, quote-unquote, traditional ways, whatever traditional is or was, and you still don't know who you're dealing with. It happens every day where, you know, people have more than one wife and they're in, living in different cities. And this happened pre-technology. So, you know, we have to keep that in mind. And I would say that you still have to use the same things that you had to use at that time, meaning take your time getting to know someone, you know, meet their family, meet people that they know. Take your time. There is no rush. Meet people in public, safe places. Don't go to their house. You know, it's just, we could go on and on with just making sure you're safe, that you don't put too much personal information out there, but just take your time getting to know people. There is no rush, because it's not even just people saying that they're something that they're not, but I would say, especially for women, there's a safety aspect to this. We have to remain safe, and that's important. And because of that, we just have to take our time, you know, meet people in public places, ask the proper questions, you know, if you're doing all of that and doing, you know, to be honest with you, you can Google people and find out information sometimes, and just, you know, check out people before you even meet them, if you get their real name.
Right.
You can go ahead and Google them first.
So that's probably... That's probably the very first step, is make sure you have the real name.
get their real name. That will help.
Right.
You know, but I mean, unfortunately, you don't even always know that. But
that's,
you know, if you start progressing in the dating realm, and you find that you feel that you really click with this person,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would say that you at some point try to get a chance to meet each other, maybe near each other's job, so that you know that they're actually coming out of the building and they're really working somewhere and they're
mm-hmm.
not somewhere else, you know. So, you know, you have to look at all of that and just, you know, just be safe, be careful. And I would say one of the most important things, and I have to say this to a lot of women, just really be patient. Because it's just, unfortunately, with these profiles that go up on all these dating sites, people may be dating other people.
Right.
So they're not necessarily just dating you. And I would say you can also do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could date more than one person, I mean, and get to know people and take your time.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to, you know, run out and get married right away. Just go ahead and enjoy the process. But, you know, be mm-hmm. safe and be patient.
And right, and you might want to repeat that again, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times when people know that they're on the dating circuit, which is really common, especially
mm-hmm.
if, you know, you're online, you know, that they're,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're wondering, oh, I wonder how many other people, you know, are they responding to? And
oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
Your time, that is so,
sure.
so important.
Sure, take your time.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, people do, unfortunately, put up old pictures of themselves. That
mm-hmm.
does happen.
Yeah.
Happened to me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people, I'm like, wait a minute, who is this? You know, it's like you go meet them. It's like, okay, who are you? So,
this was me back,
you know,
in 1979, huh? Oh,
yeah,
I didn't have any current pictures. Yeah, I didn't
right.
have any
current pictures. They do that all the time. And the other thing, to be honest with you, when I go out on dates, I do ask to get the guy's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And their biggest pet peeve is, you know, women say that they're a lot smaller than they are.
Sure.
You know, so
sure.
they're, you know, they're actually 20 to 50 pounds heavier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they go through it as well. So it's
sure.
not just, you know, it's two sides to it.
Yeah, it's just being
so,
honest. Just being honest.
Honest.
Right.
Well,
honesty is just critical.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to see if I can get some callers on. Dev, hang on. Extension 3346. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway? May I have your name and where you're calling from? Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Deborah from Atlanta.
How are you, Deborah?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. If you would, say hello to Deborah, our PR tech diva, and Denise, our co-host.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
Hey, Deborah. How are you?
I'm
hey,
just
Deborah.
Fine.
This is the D show. This is a lot of D's going
Deborah,
on here.
Deborah, Denise, and Donna.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, I love this.
Well, Deborah, what is your comment? I'm sure you're probably listening to
Well, yes, I was listening to what she was saying, and I have never tried Internet dating, but I did listen to the part about as far as appearance being deceived. That is one drawback that I see that I would fear in Internet dating, that the person is not visually whom they say they are. And however, when you meet people face to face, you can see that person at that time, and a lot of times being attracted to people has to do with the visual. And so I see that as a drawback. I wanted to try Internet dating, but, again, the fear of the unknown has
mm-hmm.
caused me to back away from it. But when you look at meeting people every day, you don't really know if that person is really truly who they say they are,
mm-hmm.
that you meet face-to-face. So I guess there are pluses and minuses to both sides.
Oh, yeah,
Internet
definitely.
And dating face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But she brought up a lot of points about the Internet, which in meeting people face-to-face, you don't get to meet as many people face-to-face, but Internet dating, you do have more options.
Absolutely.
As far as getting to meet more people and maybe getting a chance to date more people as opposed to trying to meet people in person. So I guess that would be a big plus to the Internet dating.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I would just like to add that I have gone out with gentlemen who weren't exactly what I thought that they would look like. And even though they might have sent a more current picture, sometimes you know, when you see someone in person, it's a little different. You know, you get a chance to see their whole face, their whole body. You know, it's a little different than a snapshot.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just say from my own personal experience that, you know, if a person wasn't, you know, maybe as tall as they should be or, you know, the weight that I thought, one thing that I've been pleasantly surprised with is that they treated me so well
mm-hmm.
that I overlooked all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I think that people get caught up with the visual and
mm-hmm.
then they actually end up missing out on someone who might be really wonderful
mm-hmm.
because they can't get past the way they look or,
sure.
you know what I mean? But they treat you like, you know, a queen or they, you know, open doors for you, great manners and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so that's just one of the things that I've seen too, where, you know, people get caught up with that and then, you know, they might miss out on someone who's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you feel about the character of that person that from the beginning that they're deceptive about
mm-hmm.
what they really look like? You know, I'm also looking at that character
mm-hmm.
where you're being deceptive with me from the beginning. You're not
mm-hmm.
being honest on really who you actually are and showing me who you actually are. You're showing me a totally different picture or you're giving me a totally different description of who you are. So to me,
mm-hmm.
that's being a deceptive person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do understand that. I think that's a good point. If someone's not saying that they're, you know, everything that they could be, that's why everything takes time, because you might see that people view themselves one way and
mm-hmm.
they figure that they're putting, you know, honest information in their profile, but they're not going to put everything out there. I don't think anybody does. You know,
mm-hmm.
even the most honest people, they're not going to put every single detail. So regardless, you're still going to need time to get to know someone anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say if they're lying in their – I mean, I'm talking about outright lying that's more being pretentious about looks, you know what I mean? Something deeper that they're hiding, then to me that's more – that's a red flag too, you
mm-hmm.
know, when you find out that they have other issues. But sometimes we view ourselves a certain way, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? I mean, you get to a certain age – and, heck, I still think I look like I'm 25, even though I'm 20 pounds heavier. Okay, I still think I got it on, and I do. I do. However, I am not the size that I was when I was 25. In my mind, I think I am, but I'm not. And
right.
so we go through that, women go through that, and men go
uh-huh.
through that. And so
mm-hmm.
I think that we have to kind of be a little careful in looking at, okay, they're just blatantly lying.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we change and we evolve and we see ourselves a certain way. We're not trying to be harmful or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we just, it's like, I still think that I could fit this size 6, you know, and they really can, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I've had pictures of myself up that were probably maybe a year old and I put on 20 pounds and I didn't take my pictures down.
Mm-hmm.
And so my face might be a little bit fatter, but it's still me.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I still think I look attractive and everything, and they do too. But I am 20 pounds heavier,
mm-hmm.
and so does that mean that I'm lying? No, it just means that I forgot to take the picture down. I forgot to change it. Honestly, I left it up.
Sure.
So it's
uh-huh.
like okay, because then I got to put it back up there when I lose the 20 pounds.
Right.
So I figured I'd just leave it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was just you know just saying from that standpoint, I think it just takes time to really get to know someone. But I do understand what you're saying. I think
mm-hmm.
that we have to be so careful about people just not being truthful. And the only way we can find out is time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in internet dating as well as in-face meeting somebody dating.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's the
mm-hmm.
same thing.
Well, I think what you said, too, Deborah, is that you have to take a little bit of a risk when you're dating people online if you feel, you know, a little uncomfortable about meeting people online. And that's
mm-hmm.
how you meet people. You take a risk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I
that's
meet people
right.
at the grocery store. I meet people
absolutely.
In line at Publix or Office Depot or somewhere. And you talk. You don't know who they are.
That's right.
But, you know, if they seem
we don't.
Interesting to you, you
mm-hmm.
start to have a
exactly.
conversation,
mm-hmm.
and
exactly.
you get to know them. Right.
And totally.
Right. Then, of course, you ask them their first and last name. Then you go home and Google them.
Absolutely, and Google them. That's
and,
right.
And that will determine whether you're going to talk to them or not.
Absolutely.
But listen, in case you all are just joining us, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The Talk Show. One of our special guests is Deborah Dixon, Light of Gold PR. She is a PR and technology diva. We're in the midst of talking about technology etiquette and dating online. And, we're really finding out that there's not a whole lot of difference between dating online and dating in person. But I want to go to this email. This is pretty interesting from a gentleman. It says, "Dear ladies, I enjoy listening to your show, and I catch it as much as possible. I'm a 46-year-old single dad who has just recently entered the dating scene. The last couple of women I dated, ages 35 and up, seemed as though they were playing games. I am a gentleman who opens doors, helps with chairs, and these women don't even say thank you. What's your advice?" And this is from Ben from Virginia. Well, Ben, first of all, it sounds as though these ladies don't have etiquette. Okay, well, let's start there. Because any time that you at least open a door or hold a door or help someone with a chair, then common courtesy is to say simply thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't be offended by this. This could also be that these women may not have had this happen for them, and they could be, number one, shocked, or number two, just simply, you know, not used to it. And if it happens again when you go out on a date, just simply tell them, do you like when I pull the chair out for you or when I hold the door? And then just tell them, you didn't say thank you, so I wasn't sure if you were comfortable with that or not. So that's a good response. So after your next date, just kind of keep us posted on your future date. So, but, Ben, thank you so much. This is we love hearing from our males as well. So thank you so much for that email, and thank you for listening to our show. But I already see we are certainly running out of time, and which already shows us that this is going to hold the show over to next week, where will be part two, because we want to talk about, what constitutes a bad date, a good date, a blind date. And I know Denise had a story that she wanted to share with you with a blind date that she's had in the past. So we do want to be able to discuss those. And so, of course, next week, same time, 7:30, we will discuss Dating Etiquette Part 2. And for those of you who we were unable to get on, we do apologize for that. And we did have a few other emails that we will address as well. Mm-hmm. Thank you all for your patience. I would like to thank everyone for calling in. Thanks to you, Deborah, as well.
Thank you.
We certainly look forward to speaking with you again. And I appreciate those of you who have emailed. And just thanks again for the first-time listeners. We know we have first-time listeners every week. And, of course, the loyal listeners who tune in each week to our What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or topic that you would like to hear us discuss in the future, please feel free to contact us and tell your friends and family about us, and certainly invite them to listen because, of course, after all, we are trying to make the world a polite place to live and doing that one person at a time. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. This comes from Proverbs 3:3. And, of course, as we remind you every week, please be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks again for tuning in. We will talk to you next week. Again, we will have part two of Dating Etiquette on next week. We look forward to you joining us again. Thank you so much. Thank you to our guests. Take care. God bless. Good night.